Welcome to the HR Happy Hour on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today, I want to talk about information security and a ruse otherwise known as the canary trap. Over the weekend, I read a story about how one senior White House aide is deliberately feeding inaccurate stories to other White House staffers in an effort to weed out those who are speaking unauthorized to reporters. And this story reminded me of another story from a few years ago about how another organization sought out to determine the cause of unauthorized information leaks to the press and to competitors. In other words, how they sprung the canary trap. So here's the story from a few years ago. It involves basketball, information security, organizational intrigue, and cool espionage tactics. And it might just be a helpful example for you too if you are faced with a leaker, i.e. someone on the team who can't seem to keep private and proprietary information, well, private. So here's the story recounted from a piece written a few years ago in Business Insider. The piece was titled, "The NBA Used an Espionage Trick Known as the Canary Trap to Catch Teams Leaking to the Media." The National Basketball Association fined Detroit Pistons President of Basketball Operations Joe Dumars $500,000 back in 2010 for leaking information to Yahoo Sports. In order to catch the person responsible for these leaks, the NBA set up a months-long sting operation based on a common espionage method made popular in the Tom Clancy novel Patriot Games. In that book, the protagonist, Jack Ryan, uses what he calls the canary trap. According to the author, when the NBA sent memos to teams, each team would get a slightly different version in which a few words or numbers would be changed. So when the memo or the information from the memo was leaked to the media, the NBA would look for the small changes it had made to determine which team the leaks had came from. And Dumars was one of two executives caught red-handed, according to the authors of the story. Fantastic story, and probably useful as well, at least for the more devious among us. Seriously, who has not run into this kind of situation at work at least once or twice? You're working on a new and secret project, and somehow, some way, news and information about the project manages to reach someone who you didn't want to have such information, or maybe not right away. Maybe it is a set of financials or headcount data projections that somehow end up in the hands of a manager from another group before you were ready to release them. It may not seem like such a big deal, especially in the modern era of corporate transparency, but I think it can still be a big deal. If you can't trust the people and the team to keep confidential information, well, confidential, then you can't really trust them with much of anything. And sometimes as a leader, you have to root out the source of the leak and the canary trap, while sounding straight out of a Bond movie just might help you to do that. Try it sometime, even as an experiment. Say, give person A one set of details and a slightly different set of details to person B and see which version, if any, somehow gets leaked. If anything, it would be fun. Well, that's it today from the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.